All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, so every month, Germany and I, over on Patreon, have our check-in bestie chats where we just have a brain dump.
Okay.
About what's going on, what feelings we've come across during the month, incidents that have happened. And last month, we talked about my birthday and we had a really vulnerable moment about how we were feeling about our progression
yes.
in life.
Yeah, and what it takes to get to the next level. Because sometimes we be stagnant, just going to say it.
Yeah.
And we can't come on here on the main plat and always talk about it. But over on Patreon, it's getting deep.
Yeah, so we talked about our feelings around, like, feeling like we need a kind of, like, a mental reset.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've worked very hard to get to where we are, but it's kind of reached a bit of a plateau in our minds. Although we acknowledge that we're always evolving and growing, but the reality is, like Germany says, we got to check ourselves sometimes. So in this check-in, we definitely got to check in.
Yeah, we checked ourselves. So listen in for a little sneak peek, and if you want the full tea, get your ass over on Patreon.
Info's down in the show notes. I think sometimes we have like a hobby mindset, and when you have when it's a hobby, you're doing it for yourself, right? So I feel like once we reach a level of fulfillment or achievement within ourselves, and it can be very little, we're like, okay, that's done. But we're not looking at the bigger picture sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the baseline is lower than it could be or should be.
Yeah. I think, remembering that the community is first, and we have this conversation all the time, but really putting the community first, putting the community's needs first, remembering that there's just more to give. There's a higher level of service, right? Putting out quality content.
Service.
Yeah. Service. There's a higher level of service and quality that can be delivered, and that it's really important for you guys to receive that from us. And it's important for us to keep that at the forefront of our minds, right? That what we do is really not for us. It's for y'all. Everybody who listens, and really, it's kind of like, okay, it's two things. One, it's humbling, right? And two, it's like shocking. Like, I feel like I don't even put as much emphasis on the fact that, like, we really have so many people listening to us. We're really impacting so many people's lives. We're really like a part of y'all's journeys, right? You listen to us, you take our advice, have new perspective and continue to develop and turn into these whole beautiful ass people from this show, from the things that we say, from the things that we learn, from us just having real honest conversations with ourselves. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
We, like somebody in their rating and review said, open minds and windows and doors.
Yeah.
And everything else, you know.
Right.
And sometimes it's like that worthiness thing, like you're really doing that for people. Like, why don't you really step into that and harness that power? Like, not in a way that's just like, not a, never in a manipulative way, right, but really like
in a way that can benefit the better, greater,
the collective. Yeah, like taking that energy, because it's energy, right, of everybody listening to the show every Tuesday. The hundreds of y'all or thousands of y'all are downloading this show,
right?
That's a lot of collective energy.
That is a lot.
Everybody listening to one thing on a said day, right? Some of y'all are listening at this very same time, because that's just right, how things work. And really like taking that energy and using that to manifest more and to manifest, which I feel like I have not done in a while. I don't feel like there's been no real shit where I'm like, I'm putting my mind on that and I'm gonna manifest it and watch it come to fruition. Yeah. There's been a while since I've been in that bag. I just been in this routine bag of like, and that ain't even a bag, y'all. It's a satchel.
A tote.
It's a tote. It ain't
plastic,
even a tote.
It's a plastic bag.
Okay, it's not even a reusable tote, y'all. It's a plastic bag.
No,
like,
I feel
I've been
you
in this routine, and I'm like, I got to get back into that energy of like seeing myself somewhere, wanting to be there, picturing it already happening. I'm like, that's how
beyond
people,
where you are.
Yeah, that's how people are really. They're doing the work. They're putting themselves in the positions. But then there's also that piece of knowing that you deserve to be there. And I haven't felt
that's the first piece of manifestation. If you don't feel like you're worthy of being somewhere, you will be running in a hamster wheel.
And that's the thing. I feel like personally, I'm not speaking for you, but I want to be in a specific position related to the show. You know, I want to be somewhere. I feel like I could see, right, in a very loose terminology, see myself in a specific position. But then there's that piece of me that's like, but see yourself there. Really see yourself
in real life.
In real life, know that you deserve to be there. Call that in. Imagine what that feels like. Really put the energy into manifesting outside of the work. But that energetic piece, that's been what's missing.
Definitely.
You know? And I feel like we did that. We used to really be in the past.
We definitely had more of a drive, a hunger.
Which has gotten us here. Like this is a physical manifestation
of the work that we've already done.
But now we're just
years ago,
here.
But we have to, the work that we're doing now will dictate the next 5 years.
Right.
So we can remain at this base level if we want, if we continue like how we're doing. Mm-hmm. But we do have to do more. And you know, this book that I got, I would recommend it to you, but I know you're not a reader, so I can just give you the information that I receive.
Then you know what I'm going to give you to read next?
That other one.
That one. And you know what? No, that's what I need to do. That's what we can do. A discipline for me needs to be to finish that fucking book.
Yeah.
In September. That's easy. We're going to be on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times.
That's
we're going to be vacationing.
That's our first discipline challenge for September.
Thank you.